Economic unrest is at the heart of social movements taking place around the country. But in San Francisco, that wasn't enough to shake up the political establishment. When voters went to the polls last week, political incumbents carried the day, with George Gascón taking the race for district attorney and appointed Mayor Ed Lee winning four more years in office. While those top offices won't change, the runner-up to Lee, City Supervisor John Avalos, isn't satisfied with the status quo. The popular progressive politician wants San Francisco to take control of its own finances, in part by creating a city-run municipal bank. But there's a problem. It's not allowable under state law. Supervisor Avalos joins us in studio to discuss today's radical idea.
And now for something completely different.
First of all, think outside the box.
I got the idea when I noticed the refrigerator was cold.
Good idea.
The guy who invented Pringles packaging thought outside the box and made a fortune.
That's a pretty good idea.
He had this crazy idea about breeding pine trees.
Isn't that beautiful? That can happen to anyone.
My radical idea is to create a municipal bank, a public bank here in San Francisco. Much like the state of North Dakota has their own state bank, a public bank in North Dakota.
And so how would it work?
Well, the North Dakota model is one where you have the bank, the state bank, provides what are called partnership loans to small financial institutions. It's not like a retail bank where you have your ATM card with the State Bank of North Dakota. It's a bank that provides the support for these other institutions to do loans for small businesses and small property owners and parts of the local economies around the state of North Dakota.
And you have a big stumbling block, which is that the state of California prohibits this.
That's right. The state of California requires that local municipalities and counties are prudent with their public dollars, which is totally understandable. But is there a way for us to be prudent and still allow us to be able to leverage our public dollars to support our local economies? That's what we're going to be exploring with the state of California in the next year or so.
And how much money are we talking about here? How much money does San Francisco have invested in? And mainly it's in Bank of America, Wells Fargo.
And Union Bank.
And Union Bank.
Our city budget is $6.8 billion. But then we have other investments that we have that on a yearly basis, I think are about $11 billion altogether. Most of those dollars are in Bank of America, in part by Wells Fargo. And we have many, many accounts in all these different banks. But the way that the city runs its financial transactions, a lot of that money is cleared out from these banks on a daily basis. The banks get the money and do transactions to pay our bills, to pay employees. They do all the contract work that where money exchanges hands for the city. And then the money is cleared out to other institutions where the money is invested. Very low rate of return, but very stable investments. So, you know, a lot of research we're going to have to do to crack the nut about how we create our own municipal bank. It's not something that we're going to be able to do in a few months' time. And so given the fact that we have to change state law to be able to do it, we have a lot of time, a lot of room to make sure that we do something right, we do it effective, we take steps to do it incrementally. It's a radical idea, but one that it will take, you know, a lot of effort and work to create.
We're speaking with Supervisor John Avalos. He has a radical idea to have San Francisco start a municipal bank. And would the city make revenue off of this? I read that the Bank of North Dakota made $300 billion in the past decade.
Yeah, the idea is that is there a way that we can actually build, you know, create revenue stream through our local bank? That is certainly what we would like to achieve with this idea in San Francisco. North Dakota actually has a surplus, where other states do not have surplus with their state budgets. And North Dakota also has a really low unemployment rate. People think North Dakota is just a very rural state, just a farming industry, but actually has a lot of high tech and, you know, has a lot of other industries that are there as well.
Are there other risks to getting into the banking business?
Well, I think, you know, some of the local financial institutions, if you talk to the Chamber of Commerce, the Chamber of Commerce says that if you pull your money out of these financial institutions, that you're going to force these institutions to go elsewhere. You're going to lose jobs here in San Francisco. And right now, that's the biggest threat of creating any change in this city, is that you're jeopardizing jobs. And it's something that, as elected official and a politician, I have to listen to that all the time and weigh how real that is or not.
So even though this idea is a long way off, even if it were to be realized, I would imagine just floating it is going to have the large banks begin sort of lobbying against this idea. Is there a middle ground here where you could have some clout with the banks and their lending practices?
I have not yet reached out to the banks. I expect that we'll start that process soon. I know that a lot of the banks feel somewhat put upon by the changes that are coming or being proposed, or the ideas that are being generated by the Occupy Wall Street movement, and the idea that these banks have benefited from a federal bailout with our tax dollars. And a lot of people, the 99%, don't feel that these banks have done enough to really support our local economy, to help support households from defaults and foreclosures, or not being flexible enough to support the 99%. That's part of the dialogue. So I think that gives me some ability and power to be able to come to the table with a lot of the banks, and for the banks to start thinking about how they can be more flexible. And I understand there are huge constraints the banks have as well about how they're going to do their loans, and about the whole loan crisis we have right now. We're not doing a lot of lending right now with these banks, but certainly these banks have to respond to the pressure that's coming up. They have to respond also to their responsibility about how they use our public dollars to support people all over the country.